Hello, Fight fans, and welcome to Corner Advice. I'm your host, Tom Zaffino. This week, I am breaking down UFC Fight Night Hill vs. Dern. This is a 12-fight card. Scheduled lock is 4 p.m. Eastern. There were two fighters that missed weight, but those fights do appear as they are going to go on as scheduled. So hopefully no cancellations later tonight or tomorrow. We get a full 12-fight card, and we make some money. Going to jump right into it. I'm a little late getting this out, so I want to get it out as soon as I can. First fight on the card is Temba Garimbo taking on Takashi Sato. I like Garimbo here. He's rangy. He can be a little bit wild, but I like his grappling. I know Sato's tough to take down at times, but when you get him to the ground, he oftentimes has a tough time getting up. And Garimbo, from what I've seen, he's only got one fight in the UFC, but he does seem to be a guy that wants to grapple the entire time. So generally speaking, I'm going to favor the grappler. Sato is a solid UFC fighter. He's nothing special. He does have some power, solid kickboxing. He does have a judo background, but like I said, once he gets taken down, he can get taken down more often. Doesn't tend to get up that well. He has had some issues with submissions in the past. I think Garimbo gets the job done, and I just think the pressure of the wrestling is what's going to get it done. Our next fight is in the women's flyweight division. This is a completely lopsided fight. The odds are heavily in favor of Natalia Silva. She's taking on Victoria Leonardo. I like Silva here. She had taken a long time off from fighting. She came back about a year and a half ago, and she's looked great ever since. Her striking looks incredible. Her grappling looks pretty good. Everything about her game is good. Her scrambles, she has a nice armbar. Just very good fighter, very good prospect. Leonardo, I don't know if she's a UFC caliber fighter. She hasn't had the most success. She is tough, I'll give her that, but she's going to be slower in this fight. I just think she's going to be a step behind. I think Silva, she's a huge favorite for a reason. I know oftentimes these things can go awry, but I really don't see anything that would worry me in this matchup. I think Silva, the far better fighter, and I think she wins. Now, how you get value, maybe go inside the distance. She definitely has the striking to put some volume on Leonardo, to hurt Leonardo. So she can win. I think she can finish Leonardo. We've seen Leonardo get finished a couple times. Takes a lot of damage. The submission's there. TKO possibility. So maybe get a little bit of value there. Or just throw Silva into a parlay. If you got a 3-fight parlay and you want to make it a 4-fight parlay, throw her in there. I feel pretty safe. Solid. She should win this fight, and she should win this fight hands down. I don't see this being a sweat. Like I said, these things can go bad, but there are certain matchups that just don't worry me, and this is one of them. Our next fight is in the lightweight division. We have Chase Hooper taking on Nick Fiore. Hooper the dog here. I like that. We've seen him kind of juiced up a few times. He's kind of been brought back down to earth a little bit. Being the dog here, I like it a lot because Fiore does like to grapple. That's kind of his strength. I think his cardio kind of fades a little bit from what I've seen. And I think Hooper, just being in a matchup with a guy who's willing to grapple, is huge for him. He's moving up a weight class to 155, not cutting as much weight. He should be strong. He should be stronger than he is at 145. Hooper, when he's rolling, when he's getting the fight to the ground, when he's working submissions, when he's working his ground and pound, he is actually very fun to watch. He is very dangerous. And I think this is a matchup where Fiore is going to be willing to play that game. And I think Hooper comes out on top. And like I said, Hooper as a dog in this kind of a matchup, we're probably going to see a lot of scrambles, a lot of back and forth on the ground, probably rack up some good points. I'll take my chances on Chase as a dog in this situation. Our next fight is in the heavyweight division. We have Aleer Latifi taking on Rodrigo Nascimento. Rolling with the dog here again with Latifi. He's basically a bowling ball out there. He's very low volume, which, you know, doesn't really work well for DraftKings. But he does have heavy hands. We've seen Nascimento get hit in the past. And the other thing I like about Latifi is he has no neck. He's never been submitted. That's where Nascimento's going to want to get it. He's going to want to get the fight to the ground. He's going to want to work submissions. I don't think this is a good matchup for him. I think Latifi, he's not going to land a lot of volume, which kind of sucks. But he honestly could win the grappling. He does have good hips. He's tough to take down. And he does have a solid ground game himself. Like I said, he is tough to submit. He literally has no neck. And he's never been submitted. So he's got the power. He's got the durability. And he's facing a guy who tends to fade. And even when Nascimento is on top, if he's not comfortable, he's not doing a lot. He's not landing a lot of damage. He's not going for submissions. He'll just kind of hold. Latifi's not the kind of guy to really get held down. And I just think as the fight goes on, Latifi will be landing the bigger shots, even if it's not a lot. And he'll look like the fighter that's doing better work. And I wouldn't be surprised if he landed a big shot and got Nascimento out of there. But Nascimento is a pretty big guy. So, I don't know. I think it's going to be an ugly fight, very ugly fight. I'm happy to be on the dog in this one. And I think there's value on Latifi. Our next fight is in the welterweight division. We have Orion Cosi taking on Gilbert Urbina. I was slightly on Cosi. I wasn't very comfortable picking him. Saw him miss weight. I'm fine to go with Gilbert Urbina. I thought it was a close fight. Urbina is the bigger guy, longer, taller. He can grapple. We've only seen him fight in the UFC once, and that was in August of 21. So he's been off for a little while, but it was a short notice fight for the Ultimate Fighter finale. He ended up losing that fight to Brian Battle, who we've seen is a pretty damn good fighter himself. Urbina had good success in that fight early. His grappling looked good. His striking looked good. The problem was he was taking the fight on very short notice, and he gassed out. The good thing here is Orion Cosi seems to gas out in every fight he's in. He has strong wrestling. He has solid power. But I don't know. Ever since he made his debut, I just have not been impressed with him. He won his last fight, but he was fighting a guy who's basically a kickboxer and who has very little takedown defense. Cosi was able to win that fight, but the whole time I'm watching it going, this guy is not it. I'm just not sold on him. Going into this matchup, I was 50-50. Cosi missing weight, I just feel like he's not, I don't know. I just don't know how committed he is. Or even if he is committed, I just feel like he's not going about it the right way. There's something missing. So I'll take a shot on Urbina. He was the dog. Now this is a pick'em fight. But still, I think as time goes on, Urbina probably becomes the favorite, but as of right now, it's a pick'em. I like Urbina, not overly confident, but I think he's got a good style. If his cardio holds up, which I think it should, he's coming in on a full camp this time. I think he can get the job done. Our next fight is in the strawweight division. We have Vanessa Demopoulos taking on Karolina Kovalevich. Demopoulos is the other fighter that missed weight, and she offers a threat on the ground. She has good submissions. She doesn't do a very good job getting the fight to the ground generally. And Karolina has very good striking. She's head and shoulders a better striker. Way better competition. Everything is in the favor of Kovalevich in this one. Now, if it does go to the ground, there is obviously some danger there. But we've seen recently, Kovalevich has really worked on her ground game. She's won fights by armbar recently. Her top game looks really good. So really in this matchup, to me, I feel like she's going to be able to keep the range. She's not going to let Demopoulos get in on takedowns. Demopoulos doesn't have very strong takedowns. Her takedown percentage is very, very low. And Demopoulos slows down. She missed weight in her previous fight. We saw her slow. She missed weight in this fight. We're probably going to see her slow again. And if Karolina's landing big shots, I could see her landing over 100 strikes in this one. Keeping in that range, defending the takedowns. I think Karolina wins this fight, and she looks pretty good doing it. Our next fight is in the lightweight division. We have Mahashate taking on Vaslav Borishev. I think I said that right. I do struggle with this guy's name. Borishev, very good kickboxer. Mahashate, very good kickboxer. Both guys struggle with the grappling. Don't really see either one of them utilizing the grappling. I feel like it's going to be a kickboxing affair. I feel like Borishev is the better kickboxer. And I just think, you know, for that reason, he's going to win the fight. There's not really too much to it. There's not really, you know, I don't see either guy going for a takedown. I don't see a lot of groundwork. I see two guys standing and trading, and I think Borishev is better, and I think he gets the job done. Our next fight is in the lightweight division again. We have Diego Fajeda taking on Michael Johnson. Fajeda is very, very, very good on the ground. He pushes a very heavy pace. He is a good striker as well. He's actually got a really well-rounded game. He is coming in on a three-fight losing streak, but against some really tough guys. Benil Dariush, who's in the title picture. Gamrot, who's in the title picture. Gregor Gillespie, who, I don't know, he can never seem to get a fight, but the guy is an animal. He's got one loss in his career. And Gillespie, basically, you know, Fajeda took that fight on short notice. And it was a crazy grappling affair for two rounds, and Gillespie got the better of it. But those are three really high-level guys. I think this fight's going to be really close. Before I looked at the odds, I was kind of hoping Fajeda would be the underdog just because he's been off for a little while, and Michael Johnson's coming off a nice win. So, you know, maybe we'd get lucky, but no, that was not the case. Fajeda is the favorite. But I don't know. I think Johnson has a history of finding a way to lose fights. And if Fajeda fights his best fight, I think he wins. I think he can win by submission. I think the striking is going to be pretty even. Michael Johnson has very, very good striking. He's very fast. But he also does take damage himself. Fajeda, like I said, he's well-rounded. And if he just pushes the pace and makes it a grappling affair, I think he has a huge advantage on the ground. And I could see him getting the submission. So I like Fajeda to win this one. It's probably going to be ugly. Most Michael Johnson fights are. But I just think overall, Fajeda on his best day, better than Johnson on his best day. Next up, we have a fight in the welterweight division. We have Andre Fiallo taking on Joaquin Buckley. I was really high on Fiallo when he made his debut. Through his first few fights in the UFC. Really liked Fiallo. I feel like he's kind of come back down to earth a little bit. A little bit of fool's gold with him. Taking on Joaquin Buckley, who's moving back down to welterweight. He has fought at welterweight in the past, but he's been fighting at middleweight in the UFC. And he's severely undersized for that weight class. He's even the smaller fighter in this matchup. But I think Buckley's faster. I think he puts on a better pace. And really, that's it. That's not it. I honestly think, despite the fact that Fiallo can wrestle, I could see Buckley wrestling in this matchup and just kind of mixing it up. I think he's got the more well-rounded game that he actually utilizes. And I think that's what he's going to do here. He's going to be the faster guy. He's going to get in. He's going to get out. He'll shoot for takedowns. I just think he'll work the game overall. And I just think mostly the speed is what's going to be the advantage. But I think Buckley, well-rounded game, 170, seemed to make the weight okay. I think he'll be really good at this weight class. And I think he gets the job done here. Our next fight is a catchweight of 120 pounds. We have Emily Ducati taking on Lupi Godinez. Godinez, I really like her. She's a good fighter, well-rounded. Her grappling is very good. But she's taking this fight on short notice. She has two short notice fights in the past. She seems to be willing to take these short notice fights, but they don't go well for her. She doesn't put the same kind of volume up when it comes to shooting takedowns. She just doesn't look like the same fighter. She fought about a month ago. She's taking this fight on a little over a week's notice. And Ducati has really good striking. She has good takedown defense, and she's the one coming in here on a full camp. So Ducati being the dog, I really like that. I think this fight is going to be razor close. And if Ducati stuffs a few takedowns, and if Lupi is not willing to continue to go for takedowns, which we've seen in her short notice fights, I think Ducati can get the job done. And it's going to be close. But whenever you pick a dog, obviously, you know, you think it's going to be close. So I'm happy to be on the dog here. Back and forth battle. Just has to stuff a few takedowns. And if she does that, I think she wins this fight. We move on to a welterweight matchup between Edmund Shahbazyan and Anthony Hernandez. I like Hernandez a lot. This kid just seems to... he seems to have really embraced the grappling aspect of his game. He's landed 16 takedowns in his last two fights, which, I mean, that's a ton of takedowns. He landed eight in each, so nice even number there. Another eight takedowns this time would be great. He's taking on Shahbazyan, who's a very good striker. He's dangerous. He was a massive prospect coming into the UFC. He was knocking dudes out. Looked awesome. But, you know, he fought some upper echelon guys. Kind of got on a cold streak. He won his last fight. But he won it against Dalcha Lungiambula, who is just... he just doesn't belong in the UFC. We've come to learn that. And obviously a win is good for a prospect who was on a cold streak and who looked like, oh, maybe he's going to fade away. He got the win, so his confidence should be up. And he is dangerous, so that does worry me a little bit. But really what we have here is a guy who we've seen fade. We've seen almost lose confidence in the middle of a fight against a guy in Hernandez who seems to just get better as the fight goes along. He could be losing a fight and just keep pushing the pace, pushing the pace, pushing the pace. Next thing you know, he's winning. To me, the danger is early with Shahbazyan after the first 3 to 4 minutes. If Hernandez lands a takedown or two, or he just forces the fight up against the cage. And even in the striking, Hernandez has pretty sharp hands. He is dangerous. So I think the pace of Hernandez, I always like pace guys. Hernandez is a pace guy, fighting a guy who we've seen fade, who could potentially be a broken prospect. Who knows? This will be a really good test for him. We'll learn a lot in this fight. But I'm going to roll with Hernandez here. He's a sizable favorite, 2-1 here. But, you know, I think if he does what he's been doing and just continues to land takedowns, to chain wrestle, he's not just shooting for takedowns. He's chain wrestling up against the cage, dragging guys to the ground. Fights that style. Number one, it's going to be great for DraftKings. Number two, I think it's going to be enough to melt Shahbazyan and potentially get him out of there. And I think there's Hernandez inside the distance is something I'll probably sprinkle a little bit. But overall, I think Hernandez to win this fight with the grappling, forward pressure, just making it ugly, fighting his fight, he gets the job done. And that brings us to our main event. We're flying along here. Like I said, I was trying to make this quick, so almost under 20 minutes. We've got Angela Hill taking on Mackenzie Dern, and this is a 5-round affair. Hill's volume recently has been incredible. Mackenzie Dern, obviously very dangerous, gets the fight to the ground. There's problems. Hill has been submitted twice in her career, but she's got a ton of fights, and those submissions were against some high level fighters. So, and it was a while ago. Recently, Hill, her striking has looked on point. Her cardio's looked on point. Her takedown defense is good. 77% takedown defense, which is great against somebody like Mackenzie Dern, who wants to get the fight to the ground, but doesn't necessarily have the best takedowns. So what I'm rolling with here, and Angela Hill is a sizable underdog, and I assume that's because, you know, the odds makers think fight goes to the ground, she gets submitted, which could happen. But the way she's been fighting, I really think she'll be able to keep the fight standing for quite a while. And even if she does, they do go to the ground. It's not like she's a fish out of water. Mackenzie Dern, She's recently been divorced. Seems like she's got a lot of stuff going on outside the cage. Don't know how that's going to affect her, but generally when I hear stuff like that, it's not always the best. So we'll see how it plays out. But with the odds the way they are, I feel very good about Angela Hill. She landed almost 200 strikes in her last fight in a 3-round fight. If she just fights with that volume, I mean, we're looking at Max Holloway type numbers. I don't know if she can keep that pace up over 5 rounds. I wouldn't be shocked. I mean, she had no problem doing it over 3, and she has fought 5-round fights before. She seems to be on the top of her game. This might be the best version of Angela Hill we've ever seen. And if it is, I feel like she wins this fight no problem. It's obviously going to be a close one. If Mackenzie Dern can get the fight to the ground, that makes it very dangerous. But overall, I think Hill's volume is going to be what takes it. And like I said, she could land upwards of 300 strikes if she does, if she implements the same game plan that we saw in her last fight. And I think it'll be fun to watch. So that's it. 12 fights broken down. We are on 4 underdogs, which is not too bad. Quarter of the card. I expect those to come through, and we're going to have a good night. So obviously you want to check my Twitter at TommyZ_MMA. Same on TikTok and Instagram. I'll post my picks, I'm going to post my picks again, and whatever parlays, if I do any parlays, I've basically been doing a lot of straight wagers, and I've had a lot more success, but I may do a parlay or two, you never know, but that'll all be on there. If anything changes, obviously, I'll update everything, and I guess until next time, good luck on Saturday.